Welcome to RVA Connected with Anna Sothen, the podcast that brings local communities and businesses closer together in Richmond, Virginia. Anna will guide you through the vibrant intersections of RVA's entrepreneurial spirit, community relationships, and the latest insights and strategies for your RVA business. Get ready to feel connected to the heartbeat of our city's small businesses. Here's Anna Sothen.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Anna Sothen with RVA Connected, and I am excited to bring to you another Richmond business owner here. And Andrew, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come and share your story with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell people who you are. Who is Andrew Jenkins?
So I'm a lot of things currently. I run a marketing agency, Catalyst RVA. We help contractors do digital marketing, everything from build websites, search engine optimization, pay-per-click ads, anything that you need to make sure that you show up inside of Google searches.
I love that. And so SEO is a big, huge hot topic nowadays, right? Like that's what businesses are talking about. Because so for those of you who do not know what SEO is, it stands for search engine optimization, right? It's how people find you. And so there are some strategies and tools that you can put into place that help you increase your visibility on the interweb. But before we get into all of that, before we get into what you're doing, we were having a conversation right before this about your history. So tell people a little bit about what you did previously to this that got you to this point.
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up working with my dad's handyman company. And I think that as a child of a business owner, I think that that really did a great job of preparing me going out into the world, even though, you know, I dealt with the whole, you know, you're going to have to go to school so that you don't have to do the same thing I did kind of thing. It did give me that work ethic and gave me an opportunity to see what it looks like to build something yourself. So moving on from there, graduated. I was always really interested in business just with my background growing up and all of that. So right out of school, I was approached by someone who still is a really, really good friend of mine, super genuine guy. And he introduced me to a multi-level marketing company that I ended up pursuing because I didn't really want to work the engineering job that I was working. It wasn't like my long-term plan. It was, hey, I've got something steady. It's paying the bills. Now let's go build something cool. And I got sucked up into the hype, the excitement. You know, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be a millionaire. I was maybe a little bit egocentric at the time and thought that, you know, I'm better than what I'm doing and the people that I'm hanging out with. And I saw this whole like crazy world that I could be a part of. So I got sucked into that. And it took me a while, but I worked my way up to a decent income. It was a full-time income that I was grossing. The net was maybe a little bit different. What I was keeping out of that was a little bit less than a full-time income, but I was doing it. I got a chance to speak on stage. I mean, I developed a lot of really, really close relationships with people through that. And, you know, it was kind of my entire sphere was a part of that. And as I started getting to the point where I was making that income, I looked around and, you know, I had built that whole business on the premise of trying to help people. And once I was making that income, I was looking around and I realized like, we're not helping people at all. I'm helping no one. I'm helping myself and these people are better off. And I started noticing, you know, it kind of, there was like a little bit of a culty vibe, you know, so I decided to step away from that, which was essentially leaving my entire sphere of influence, my support system, all the people that I knew, the relationships that I had. It was kind of, it was like if you've seen the John Wick movie, it was excommunicado. It was game over. And, so I started, yeah. So I maintained maybe 5-ish relationships out of that group of hundreds of people that, you know, I was close enough that they'd call me brother. Right. And so starting from scratch, I then decided, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to do next. And I was married at the time, fairly newly married. And my ex-wife had started a new photography business. And with that came a new domain for her website, which means now a lot of the leads, I like to say, with Google, you have street cred. So
gotcha.
Essentially the street cred that she had with her old business name was now gone, and she had none with Google. So I've always been a figure it out person. And I was like, let's figure out how to do this SEO thing. So I built a terrible website. I did it all wrong. I used advice that I found on YouTube and on the internet, in different forums, Reddit, just a bunch of weird stuff. Built the website, started actually getting a little bit of traction, and then ended up connecting with a good friend of mine now named Skyler. He runs one of the biggest Facebook groups for SEO. And awesome. Yeah, we built a really great relationship, and he kind of showed me the ropes, took under his wing, and got me to the point where over that next, I guess it was maybe 6 to 8 months, he taught me a lot of the stuff that I know now. And I got to the point where I was almost making a full-time income just through SEO outside of my job. And then I got divorced, and I was like, all right, you know what? Now I got no support system other than this crazy dude in Arizona on Facebook that says wild things to me and is teaching me about SEO. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just quit my job. Let's just get rid of everything, clean the slate, start from scratch. And yeah, in December, I left my full-time job and have, you know, been pursuing the whole marketing thing now full-time with the clients that I had and have brought on since then.
That's awesome. So let's go a little bit back, because we chatted a little bit about this, about the whole network marketing, you know, multi-level marketing. And I want to put a disclaimer. Since I've been 18, I love it because that industry is like a personal growth plan attached to a compensation plan. So we're not, you know, bad mouthing, you know, network marketing or multi-level marketing or anything like that. As just with like any other industry, we were talking about this as well too. There's always a bad apple in every bunch, right? It's finding those bad apples. But I think it gave you some experience that helped propel you into the person that you are today. So I'm a firm believer that any situation that you're in, if you can walk away answering three questions: what did I learn? What will I utilize going forward? And what will I never do again? Then nothing is ever a failure, right? It's just, It helps you get to the next step of where you're going to be. So I just wanted to put that out there just in case if somebody got some feelings about, you know, us talking about, you know, getting sucked up into the cult culture and all that kind of good stuff. So just wanted to, like, the disclaimer of CYA, right?
Yeah. So honestly, if I could go back, I wouldn't not join. I would have just not done it as long as I did. I think I got most of what I needed to get out of the first 2 years. I've always been very introverted just by nature. And, you know, that's a huge victory in itself, going from being terrified to talk to somebody one-on-one to, I got to the point where I spoke in front of audiences of like 1500 people.
And that's amazing.
Never in my life would I have ever guessed that like someone would hand me a microphone and say, go talk to these people. I'm like, this is weird, but
that's awesome.
Yeah. A lot of useful life skills. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the shift of, like you said, so you started learning SEO, but why did you, I mean, besides the fact that your ex-wife needed a website, what drew you to that? Is it because it's a popular topic nowadays, or because, just like with anything else, there's tons of companies out there that do SEO in various formats and different levels and of support and stuff like that. So what drew you to it? Why what you're doing today?
Sure. I think I've always been kind of driven to like what feels like an insurmountable challenge. Okay. And the thought of influencing a search engine seems pretty insurmountable, or it did at the time. So a lot of the interest with marketing kind of formed around that specifically. And it kind of drove me in that direction from the perspective of, hey, I've kind of lost this thing that was a huge challenge in my life, and I want to find something else that I can kind of pursue at a high level. And as I started noticing, you know, doing little things here and there, it actually working. I had been doing something for so long that felt like it wasn't working. It was very refreshing seeing, hey, I do X and I get Y.
Gotcha.
And I think that reinforced, you know, me diving in a little bit more into the SEO, the marketing stuff, and then expanding out from there into just different avenues.
Okay. So what do you like best about your job?
That's a great question. I made a post on this on social media after about a month of working full time. One of the most, this is going to sound stupid, one of the coolest things I think about doing what I do now is that I can go to the grocery store at 11 a.m. and there's no one in there except for old people. If I need to run errands,
A great
I
benefit.
can sit in zero traffic. So that is phenomenal. Second to that, though, industry related, I do enjoy seeing the fact that I can do something where I invest a specific amount of time per month doing a certain set of tasks, and that directly correlates to putting more money in someone else's pocket that
Love that.
is in the same position that I was, where they have a business and they're like, hey, I'm going to put everything on the line. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to figure this out. And you and I both know, I mean, when you start a business, there's like you're hopping on the struggle bus for a lot of times, years. So
Yeah.
being able to make that journey for people a little bit smoother of a ride, I guess, is something that is very rewarding. And at the same time, hearing from clients like one of my first clients was an estate planner that I started out just doing a few little tasks and, you know, moved on from there to taking over all of his marketing. Him coming back and saying, I'm getting, you know, more leads now, I'm making more money now, and I'm paying less for my marketing is something that really feels good to me because
Yeah.
I know that I'm making a difference for that person specifically and how they live their life and how they grow their business.
I love that. So who's your ideal client? Who do you like to work with?
Ideally, I think I am a good fit for the person who has tried a marketing agency in the past and had a very bad experience. It's not the easiest to rebuild those relationships and establish trust with those types of people, but what I've found is that marketing agencies in Richmond, you can throw a rock and you can hit a marketing agency. And a lot
Quite a
of
few.
times, yeah. And a lot of times people just haven't had the best experiences. And I enjoy reframing that conversation and helping people understand that, you know, it's a two-way street. Maybe the marketing agency didn't hold up their end of the bargain, but at the same time, there are things as a business owner that we often get distracted with that
Yeah.
can cause issues for somebody who's not effective as an agency for managing that situation. So, you know, the thing that I like to talk about is a lot of people have their website and it is essentially just a box for them, right? I'm looking for people specifically that realize their website shouldn't just be a box, it should make them money.
Correct.
A lot of the times, based off of my upbringing, you know, working in handyman business, I've been on ladders, I've fallen off of ladders. That's less fun. I've been covered in paint. I've crawled through crawl spaces. So I connect generally, I think, with more of the contractor type of
Okay.
audience. So those are the people I tend to work best with. You know, we can be ourselves and joke around a little bit more, and I can still help them make some money.
I love that. So I love what you just shared because I'm a firm believer of staying in your zone of genius, right? So once we become a business owner, we don't realize, and if anybody has never read it, I've shared this book before, but The Who, Not the How is a really good book to read, right? And so we become this business owner, and then we realize that, oh, I have to be the marketing person, I have to be the accountant, I have to be the payroll person, I have to do the sales, I have to be the manager, I have to be the owner, like all of these things. And we get so distracted by all of the things that we don't know what we're doing, right? So partnering with somebody on takes a lot of trust, right? So making sure that you vet those individuals and have conversations with them, but energetically think that you can work with them as well too. But I'm a firm believer of staying in your zone of genius, right? So like people ask me all the time, well, what is it that you do? And I'm like, I just help businesses grow their brands in the communities that I serve. They're like, do you write the content? I'm like, God, no, why would I do that? Like I have somebody who's really good at doing that. Do you take the pictures? Oh God, no, you don't want me to take in your picture. I don't even know which side of my face is a good one. Do you design the ads? No, I have somebody who does that, right? So finding and getting that support for building your business, and it's super important, especially with the fact that there is so much information out there. partnering with, I mean, we're in the same industry, partnering with somebody who's going
Right.
to help you grow your business, because you are one person. Your job is to go out there and sell your business, whatever that is, right? The product, the service, whatever. That's, as a business owner, that's your job. Have somebody who is in their zone of genius, like Andrew, who can go and actually spread your message out there in a clear and effective way so that you can then handle those sales, right, that are coming in, or those conversations, or those relationships. So I'm a firm believer of that. So yes, it could take, you know, it might be a little bit, for lack of a better word, painful, but right, the whole you have to spend money to make money, right?
Yeah.
So if, like, your client who said, I'm getting more now and spending less, versus if he had done it himself, time, value, money, right? He's spending all this time trying to figure this out and trying to put it all together, 9 times out of 10, doing it incorrectly, versus having you do it and it takes you 30 minutes to do something that would take him 5 hours, right? So that's my one piece of advice to business owners. I know it can, but sit down and figure out the people that you need in your sphere to help you grow your business. Don't try to be all the things, because you will fail and you will get frustrated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me, what has been your biggest success, other than the client you just shared with us, what's been your biggest success in business so far, do you think? I mean, besides that, okay. And going to the grocery store at 11 a.m. Because I will tell you, if you haven't done that yet, like, that is by far amazeballs.
Yeah. Biggest success. I think just the fact that I was able to get to the point where I was able to leave a job. I think a lot of times what happens is people are very interested in businesses and they pursue one thing and it gets very difficult and they kind of give up. And I'm not even opposed to saying not so much give up, but, you know, sometimes there is a time to change directions, and it's helpful to have a group of people that you can count on. Like, for myself, the reason that I ended up leaving my job was because the guy that I built a connection with through that Facebook group, he challenged me. He said, you know, you're going to leave your job in January. And I was like, okay, whatever. That sounds good. And, you know, he kind of helped me figure out how to start developing clients, moving up to that. And I saw things going in that direction, but I wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm just going to leave my job. It's a big step if you don't have, you know, 6 months worth of savings and everything kind of set aside. It was a big jump, and I'm kind of a competitive person. And we started getting closer and closer to that. And he was like, yeah, you're not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it. Just kind of
Cut
as a challenge. Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, you're not going to do it. So I ended up leaving a month early. It wasn't part of the plan, but it's, I guess what I'm trying to say is my biggest success was that I wanted to leave my job and start a business and have control of my time, or give 50 other business owners control of my time, which is more realistic as a business owner. I wanted to do that since I got out of college, which was, you know, over 10 years ago. And I think that there's a lot of times people give up on that dream that they had when, you know, maybe it's just time to reevaluate the path that you're taking and try and find a arena where I heard a lot growing up, find something that you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I always thought that it was, you know, for lack of a better word, BS, because in the network marketing stuff, I didn't like any of that. And they were like, nah, just do it and you'll be able to quit your job. It'll be great. But now, I mean, it sounds crazy, but I can literally work for 10 hours straight and it's like that. The day just goes by because I enjoy what I'm doing. And I think sometimes maybe we just need to, instead of giving up on that dream that we have, continue to pursue that at maybe a different angle. So that would be my biggest success. I mean, I love going to the grocery store at random times and not sitting in traffic. I started going to a networking event and in the morning, and I realized, I guess it was Monday, I realized it was the first time I'd sat in traffic in, it had probably been 4 years, because I used to walk to work. It's like, wow, this is terrible. Like,
It is. People do this on a daily basis. I've done it
yeah.
before too, and I, you know, so I'm able to manage my schedule and do things. And sometimes, you know, a client will want to meet me earlier, but I'm out in traffic, and I'm like, I forgot how miserable this is, and like, no, where are you guys going? Why are you not there yet?
Right.
So yeah, so there's definitely you know, beauty and freedom of doing and going where you want to be. So I like what you sh what you shared about refocusing, right? So and this again, you know, the conversation that we're having doesn't mean that you necessarily have to quit your job, because there we need people who go to your 9 to 5 and do those things, because that's how it makes the world go round. But you know, exploring something that makes you wake up in the morning excited to do is really, like, we need more people who do that, right? Because if people are excited to wake up in the morning and they're passionate about what they're doing, then their energy that they're putting out into the world is much healthier, right? And then the people that they come into contact with get that, and then it's just this ripple effect. So what's one last piece of advice that you would give to business owners before we wrap up here today?
Oh, I love this question. Okay. So if you're running a business, I was listening to one of your other podcasts with Monty, and he said you guys were having a good discussion about sales, how, you know, essentially you're always selling, and that's true.
Right.
So from a marketing perspective though, as a business owner, as a human being in general, there's three different levels, right, to somebody that's kind of coming to you and purchasing. The first one is marketing. If, sorry, the first one is your offer, right? So your
Okay.
offer, if your offer is really, really good, your marketing can be absolutely horrible and you can be a terrible salesperson. In fact, you
Okay.
don't have to be a salesperson. If your offer is
Okay.
phenomenal, people will buy from you no matter what, right?
Okay.
So if you go to the gym, you get super fit, you have an awesome personality, you're just great all around. People are going to be like, I want to hang out with this person. I want to date this person, whatever, right?
Right.
Okay. The second thing, if your offer is not as good, or if your offer is bad, your marketing has to do all of the heavy lifting for you.
Right.
Okay. So your marketing is the messaging that you're putting out. If you're getting unqualified leads as a business owner, maybe look at the messaging. What marketing are you putting out? If you're having people like every person that reaches out to you says, no, you're too expensive, your marketing may be catering to the wrong audience. Your message may be wrong, right? If your marketing is not good, if it's not correct, then you're going to need to be an exceptional salesperson. And there's a lot of businesses that thrive in each different area of this. And you'll be able to tell by how you feel going through the process with them, from finding them, hearing their offer, going through whatever, you know, funnel that they have set up, all the way to them closing you on purchasing a product. And the thing that I would definitely recommend for most people is your life gets a million times easier if you just figure out how to have a great offer. The offer that you put out there is key. And it doesn't always just have to be based on price, right? Most
Okay.
people think everybody shops on price, but it's not always about price. It's about experience, right? The other thing that you can kind of shift and tweak is like terms of whatever offer you're giving. If you offer different terms with it, you know, guarantees, it could be a million things, different ways to pay. You'd be really, really surprised. The world is much less black and white and is much more gray with how people do business and commerce with one another than I think anybody realizes.
Yeah.
So that would be my big piece of advice. Nail your offer or get really, really good at marketing. Find somebody or you
Hey.
need to learn how to sell very quickly and very well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So those are three options, right? But so definitely, I would definitely reach out to Andrew and have a conversation with him. Have him, it, my assumption is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the conversation is free, right? Like you could have a conversation with somebody and be like, okay, this is, have them share with you what it is that they're looking to do. And then you could take a look at what they're currently doing and sort of come up with a game plan. So definitely reach out to him, ask him how he can help, or just have a conversation and realize, you know, maybe, oh, I'm good with what I'm doing right now. Or do I need to shift, and how can I shift, and how can he help support me? Cause that's what we're looking to do here, right? So I want to connect you with business owners who are going to provide value to your life and help you, whatever goal it is that you're looking to achieve, help you achieve that goal in how, whatever manner they can do that. So that's what we're doing, looking to do here in RVA Connected. So definitely reach out to Andrew. All of his contact information will be here as well to be shared with you. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed the conversation. We started having a conversation pre-recording, which always happens. And then you're like, oh man, that was really good. We should. So we reiterate the conversation. So thank you guys for listening, and always, you know, just check in and, you know, reach out and listen to the next podcast, because I bring really good individuals that are here in our community that can help you grow your business. And as always, my friends, stay fluid. I'm always cheering for you.